Officials in Japan today rejected a U.S. request to talk about lifting a ban on American beef imports. They say they want to know more about the first mad cow case in the United States before they act. Japan is the biggest overseas market for U.S. beef. More than 24 countries have banned U.S. beef. Officials at the U.S. Department of Agriculture over the weekend announced that the infected cow likely crossed the border from Canada in 2001. Canadian officials called the announcement premature. The USDA also has broadened the recall of affected beef. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Canada and the U.S. say they're working as a team to solve the mad cow mystery, but the two countries' rhetoric over the weekend sounded more adversarial than cooperative. Ron DeHaven took the microphone first. He's the chief veterinarian for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
What we have is a match to an ear tag that was recovered from the animal at slaughter and records in Canada with that same ear tag number.
DeHaven said the sick cow was likely part of a herd of 74 cows that were imported from Canada 2 years ago. His Canadian counterpart, Brian Evans, said later that afternoon that it's too early to place blame.
Based on our understanding of the information compiled to date, it would be premature to draw such conclusions at this time.
There are some inconsistencies between the life story of the cow that left Canada and the Washington State cow found to have bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE. DeHaven and Evans agree that the best way to confirm the sick cow's origins will be through a DNA test. That test is taking place this week. But as a precaution, USDA officials are tracing the other 73 cows that they believe were part of the same herd. DeHaven emphasized the possibility that none of the other cows is sick.
Just because this one positive animal entered the U.S. in a group of 74 animals, that does not suggest that all or even one more of those animals is necessarily affected with BSE.
He says even when mad cow disease was at its peak in Great Britain, often only one or two cows in a herd carried the disease. Officials over the weekend also broadened the recall of beef from the meat processing plant that handled the sick cow. Grocery stores in Oregon, Washington, Nevada, and California had already pulled meat from their shelves. Yesterday, Kenneth Peterson of the USDA added Alaska, Hawaii, Montana, Idaho, and Guam to the list. He said that if people in those states have already eaten the recalled beef, they should not worry. Only brain, spinal cord, and nervous system tissue can infect humans.
Those are the tissues that are known to contain the BSE agent. Because the meat did not contain these high-risk materials, the recalled beef represents an essentially zero risk to consumers.
The spokesperson for a grocery store chain in Oregon that was part of the recall said, so far, consumers have reacted calmly.
Most customers are curious, and they call stores and ask, I bought this product, a prime rib, or I bought ground beef. What should I do?
She says the store's reassurances are generally enough to allay customers' fears. At the Rex Steakhouse in Billings, Montana, sous chef Pacer Moe isn't worried either. He says it's okay that his state has been added to the recall list. He knows where all of his meat comes from, and he can tell any worried customer that it's not from Washington State.
I could come back in the kitchen and see exactly where that piece of meat came from, the exact packing plant, the exact distributor, and I could just reassure him that you are safe. There's nothing to worry about from us.
The beef industry's main worry now is the overseas market. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.